USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has administered a milestone 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 133 million vaccine doses have been distributed, and more than 101 have been administered. Data shows that nearly 20% of the population has received a first dose of the vaccine, and more than 10% are fully vaccinated. The milestone accomplishes President Biden's goal to have at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. If the time seems a bit off this morning, maybe you forgot, today is the official start of Daylight Savings Time. At 2 o'clock this morning, time sprung forward, so we lose 1 hour. Hawaii and parts of Arizona don't observe the time change. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some Americans' stimulus payments are now hitting their bank accounts, and it's just 2 days after the bill was authorized and was signed into law. Multiple people have announced on social media that they've seen the $1,400 stimulus payments being deposited into their bank accounts. The payments were included in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which President Biden signed into law on Thursday. More payments will be sent in the coming weeks by direct deposit and through the mail as checks or debit cards, but the vast majority of payments will be mailed by direct deposit, according to the IRS. Americans can use the Get My Payment tool on the IRS website to check the status of their payments. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport as a major snowstorm has struck the region. A winter storm warning is in effect. People are being asked to not travel if it's not necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world of boxing is mourning the loss of a legend. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died. His wife announced his passing Saturday on his Facebook page. Hagler was one of the most dominant middleweights in boxing history, spending nearly 7 years as the division's undisputed champion. Best known for his fights with Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns, and Sugar Ray Leonard, Hagler was never knocked out and only knocked down once in 67 fights. Finishing his career with a 62-3-2 record. After his boxing career, Hagler moved to Italy and began an acting career. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame and World Boxing Hall of Fame in 1983. Hagler was 66. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More people have been gaining weight during the pandemic. USA Radio's John Clemens has a new study.
To have obesity is to weigh, on average, about 50 pounds over the median average weight. Michael Bergen is the CEO of the American Obesity Association, formerly the Massachusetts Science Center.
There was a Harvard University study 2 years ago that predicted a 50% obesity rate in 2030. But because of the pandemic and all these other factors, this, kind of train wreck for Americans based on the pandemic is more likely to be in 2025.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.